The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 11 minutes after 6, it is Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Join in the conversation at 770-5633-770-KMED. We're heard all over Southern Oregon. And I know there's still a little bit of confusion. I'm just trying to kind of set things straight, even though we do have 99.3 KBXG, the jukebox, which is running music like 21 out of 24 hours a day during the week in Grants Pass and Josephine County. I'm still on the morning, 6 to 9. I'm also on 105.9, which is a translator for City of Grants Pass, which carries all of KMED's programming. And, of course, 106.3 and 106.7 at KMED in Jackson County and South Jackson County. And, of course, everything streamed on KMED.com. All right? There we go. Like I said, Bill, you disappeared. No. Still where I've always been. Still where I've always been, you know. We get done with the oldies at about 6 o'clock, and then for 3 hours, it's little old me, and then right back to the classic hits. All right? And you can join the conversation at 770-5633-770-KMED. Some of our headlines this morning, they shut down Roxy Ann Lanes in Medford yesterday. Gosh, it's been around for 52, 53 years, and this having to do with roof problems. I was watching NBC 5 last night when they ended up breaking this down. Now, it's owned by the Coquille tribe, and this is the area where there's supposed to be ultimately a casino there. It depends on what the Bureau of Indian Affairs says in Medford, you know, that kind of thing. And so it appears that the Coquille tribe, which owns the property, this according to Rogue Valley Times, confirmed Monday that it has closed for good. Emailed statement said the discovery of serious issues with the roof above the bowling lane related to a decade's worth of delays in a federal process to build a casino on the site. Now, okay, so the bowling alley would have remained had the casino been built. Is that what they're trying to say? I'm a little bit confused about this. Maybe someone could explain this, but I would translate this as we're not really going to fix the bowling alley because, well, we're supposed to be building a casino here. Wouldn't that be really the way to put it out there? I could be wrong. If anybody knows some insight about that, I know I was a little bit confused when I heard it. Well, it's been the roof. We have structural problems because of the delay in building the casino. Well, building the casino doesn't fix the bowling alley. Building the casino destroys the bowling alley, but I guess that's how you fix it. Now, I understand the Coquille, they didn't think it was probably going to take as long as it is to probably get this approved, assuming that it would be approved, but we'll see about that. But yeah, been closed for quite some time, or it's going to be closed up permanently. It's been around for quite some time. Jackson County Sheriff's yesterday popped out a release. They arrested a man, killed someone, they say, in the Shady Cove area. And this happened from a call over the weekend. Possible homicide with an armed suspect on scene at 23,000 block of Highway 62. SWAT called to the location. Suspect named Travis Clayton Driver, located and arrested up the road at the Trail Market in Trail. He was booked on suspicion of second-degree murder. He's currently in the Jackson County Jail. All right, so we have that story going on. And Providence nurses are bargaining with five other hospitals this week. They're getting that cranked up. Remember last week we were talking about some of the offers that Providence Hospital ended up making to the nurses, in which, my gosh, a 1 or 2 year nurse was going to be making more than $100,000, $110,000 plus the benefits and everything else. And so we'll see if there's going to be any striking or if they're just going to get this all negotiated out. Don't really know yet. It's quarter after six. Join in at 770-5633-770-KMED. The Trump campaign now has $300 million. Yesterday it was $200 million. Another $100 million came in. Wow. You know, I was mentioning how my text messages on my phone were blowing up yesterday. I had to silence them and go into Textra, my texting program, and stop it all because it just never stopped. I'm just going to read to you what I got yesterday. Here we go. Some 608 area code. They're flying the rainbow flag over the White House. It's Pride Month, and the Democrats want to shove it in your face. Are you going to let this slide? Then it takes you to cathvote.co. Then there's another one. Trump found guilty. They just woke up a sleeping giant. Rush your help now. Stand with President Trump. Conserve, give, which I'm sure is part of WinRed. Remember, we were talking about WinRed yesterday? The next one, Tucker made it very clear, Patriot. Now we're offering a 1,500% impact. View, conserve, give. Another one of those with WinRed. Next one, Trump found guilty on all 34 charges. Rush immediate ultra-mega support. Donate here. Conserve, give. Lara Trump viewed your profile, Bill, and nominated you for living legend status. I'm sure she did. Do people actually believe this stuff when these political fundraisers and grifters send this kind of stuff out? They've nominated me for living legend status? I'm supposed to believe that? Are there people that actually believe that kind of crap? But anyway, this is how it continues. This is the highest honor the co-chair can bestow, and she selected only a handful to be the first recipients since her election. Find out more at conservegive.com. And let's see. And that's the Lara Trump invite. Then we have Lauren Boebert. I wish this was a surprise. The Uniparty is attacking my friend, Eli Crane. Patriots need to step up. Conserve, give. Donald Trump Jr., my dad is a political prisoner. There's no crime. There never was. The swamp thinks you're stupid. Prove them wrong. Then it takes me to the link to donate. 864 area code. We're past strongly worded statements. It's time for action. I'm calling on the Supreme Court to step in. We have to end this abuse of power. It's Trump today. It may be you tomorrow. Read my statement at, and of course, it's a Donald Trump text note, a text message. Oh, Donald Trump Jr. Hit me again. The Senate GOP is asking for you to confirm your GOP voting status. Here is an encrypted and unique link, which of course takes you to WinRed. President Trump needs you. Radical Democrats want him jailed for the rest of his life. History is watching. Will you defend him? Stand with Trump and your party now. Conserve, give. Donald Trump Jr., boy, he was on the text message a lot yesterday. This is gravely serious. The Secret Service is preparing for Alvin Bragg to throw my father in jail. Disbar Bragg. And so you go to another donation link. And let's see. Message from Donald Trump Jr. will be gone in 9 minutes. See the message before permanent removal. And there's a link to it. Trump in prison? Question mark. The radical left will stop at nothing to deliver a sham verdict and put the 45th president behind bars. Blah, 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 blah. Conserve, give. Trump said it best. This trail was a sham and election interference. Contribute here. It's another one. Marco Rubio here. No longer little Marco, I guess, for Donald Trump. But you must be missing my messages. I'm humbly asking you to read this message. Conservegive.com. And let's see. We hoped you had a blessed Sunday. This was a Monday morning text. Did you pray for Trump yesterday? He's going to need all the help he can get. Take a second and send him a message. And, of course, it takes you to a donation page. All right. Was there another one? Oh, I missed one. Due at 11:59 p.m., official GOP petition to drop all charges against President Trump. Don't cost us this, Patriot. The 10 seconds, take 10 seconds to sign this at, once again, conservegive.com/WinRed. Do people actually buy this? Well, I guess they must be buying this stuff because Trump now has $300 million. And believe me, I'm okay with former President Trump having $300 million to move the campaign forward. But I just feel like we're being treated like the dumbest rubes in the entire world when I see crappy text messages like that. And that's why I said yesterday that if you can, let's donate directly to his campaign website. Oh, and then Kevin Watson writes me from Southern Oregon yesterday. He says, hey, Bill, regarding Donald Trump website donation, the link takes you to WinRed, and he puts the sad face on it. He says, thank you. I really wanted to donate. As you always say, it takes money to win, but I really wanted to go directly to the man, not to the whole party. And so he was asking if there is any way to donate without getting involved and giving up all your information to the political grifters at WinRed. The political grifters at WinRed are just the Republican version of the Act Blue. It's the same sort of thing. They send the same kind of stupid text messages out here. You know, sign this petition. We're going to get Bragg disbarred. No, you're not. It's kind of like everybody getting together and talking with Fauci yesterday. We're going to do something. We're going to hold him accountable. What? Have you stripped him of his pension yet? If not, you're just doing a circle jerk mental masturbation exercise to make it look good for the election. I mean, after you let everybody get, get their job, get thrown out of their jobs and fired, 2-3 years ago. Oh, now you're going to hold Fauci accountable? Yeah, I'm not holding my breath about this. Gosh, I know I'm getting, a little bit upset, and my cynicism is overflowing this morning. But I put my other political brain in my family, Linda, who, of course, has run and won many campaigns here. And I said, honey, is there any way that we can donate to the Trump campaign without turning over all our information to the WinRed grifters? So that way they will continually pound you with phone calls and text messages. See, that's what happened with me. I think I donated to Alex Scarlatos one time, during that last congressional campaign. And then my number ended up getting sold to everybody. You know, everybody gets whored out to everybody else. They buy the phone list and do this. And I know this is what you do. This is the marketing right now. And by the way, I wanted Alex Scarlatos here. I think he'd be great. I think he'd be a great House rep if he gets in too here in the state of Oregon. But be that as it may, I was wondering, okay, is there a way to donate? And we're finding out that just about everything goes through the WinRed grifting system right now. And they take about anywhere between 4 to 5% of the money for fundraising costs. And then Linda and I had a little talk about this and said, hey, what if you just write a check and you send it to Mar-a-Lago? I think that's a great idea. And that's what we're going to do. Because I'm not going to respond. In fact, I'm blocking all of the grifters on WinRed. I'll block them, but I wanted to tell you, that's like 20, 22 that I had just yesterday morning. And I'm thinking about all these other people that are getting harassed like that. You're practically getting harassed like that. That's not what you signed up for when you want to sign up with President Trump. But what happens is that President Trump is so popular that everybody else in the entire congressional system wants to glom in, and they want some of his reign to come off on them. And that's why there was this talk like little Marco is getting involved in here. And they want some money going to the National Republican Senate Committee, the NRSC, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you want to send them money, that's fine. But I'm getting tired of the harassment. So why don't we send a check to Mar-a-Lago, 1100 South Ocean Boulevard, Palm Beach, Florida, 33480. Now, when you're talking about a small dollar donation beneath... I think it's beneath $50, beneath $70, something like that. The SEC, or the Federal Election Commission, does not need every single piece of information from you, like your email and your cell phone number and your employer's name, those things. It could be considered a small dollar donation. They don't need all that for small dollar donations. And so I'm thinking, this is what I'm going to do. I'll take the bullet for you this week, and if my check gets stolen, I'll let you know how it goes. I'm going to send a $50 check to the Donald Trump campaign. I'm just going to send it to Mar-a-Lago, 1100 South Ocean Boulevard, Palm Beach, Florida, 33480. And I'm going to scratch out my phone number on it, but I'll leave all the other information out there. I'm going to take that off the check, and I'm going to put on the check specifically Trump campaign, Trump presidential campaign, so that way it is earmarked. And it's earmarked money. And so I'm going to tell you what happens with this. Because if so, that's what I'm going to start doing with all my other candidates. So that I'm not giving up all my information to the grifters and the WinReds and the Act Blue types out there that are grabbing a percentage of hundreds of millions of dollars out there in order to, harass you And by the way, some of them send kind of threatening texts too. I got one over the weekend from the Trump campaign, which means that some 12-year-old that's actually running the Trump campaign, you know, in Win Red, that sort of thing. And why are you ignoring me? Why haven't you? And it's like, wait a minute, this is not like Fatal Attraction in which I have to respond to you. That sort of stuff. So anyway, that's what I'm going to do. I don't know if you're going to try that, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to email a check to Trump in Mar-a-Lago, mark it as a campaign donation, and we're going to see how that works. If we can kind of work around this system and not get hassled. This is the Bill Meyer Show. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
It's heating up outside. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. And now is the time to check your air conditioning and cabin air filters. A clogged filter can affect the performance of your air conditioning, and you want your family breathing the freshest air possible. As summer goes on, suppliers start charging more for Freon, so now is a great time to get in. Call us for an appointment today. You can find us online at kellysautomotive.com. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Ready to upgrade your roof to a durable, sleek metal option? Look no further than Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. With our state-of-the-art snap-lock machines, we bring precise and efficiency right to your doorstep. No need to worry about transporting materials. We come directly to your project property. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com and discover the ease of quality of metal roofing done right. Transform your home with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736.
Hi, I'm Cassie from Clouser Drilling, and I'm on KMED.
628. A lot of great conversation coming up this morning. In just a few minutes, I'm going to be speaking to the person who created a platform, Greg Phillips. He created Ground Fusion AI. And this is an interesting platform. Here it is. We were talking about trying to win elections and get conservatives into office. And I'm fine. I want conservatives into office, too. I also don't want them sending stupid, threatening, and, you know, inane text messages at me 24 hours a day, which is what happened over the last few days ever since the Trump conviction, that verdict came out, right? But anyway, he's created something for revolutionizing political engagement. Data on 211 million voters. I'll bet I'm probably in this one, but it's called Ground Fusion AI. We were talking a lot about AI with that intellectual property attorney yesterday, Kristen. It was really interesting, by the way. Podcast on KMED.com and BillMeyerShow.com if you missed that one, too. But I'm curious to find out how AI could actually help us get more conservatives elected. I'm actually okay with that. I really am. Charles Marino will be joining me, too. He's a former Homeland Security senior law enforcement advisor. He wrote a book, Terrorists on the Border and in Our Country. Joe Biden. Yes, I did say that correctly. Joe Biden is putting out a executive order today. And so when the people coming across the border are more than 2,500 asking for asylum, then the gate slams shut. Then they can shut it down. That's what he's going to do. In other words, he wants to put in that that border bill that didn't get passed by executive order. You know, just like you just forgive college debt, even though the Supreme Court said you could. But that's okay. He's following the rule of law and everything else and stuff, you know, that kind of thing. But we'll talk with Charles about what's really going on in that situation. I don't know. And maybe we should just have New York-style subway turnstiles that, you know, over at Eagle Pass so that way as the migrants come in, I want asylum, click. I want asylum, click. I want asylum, click. And then when it gets to 2,500, it stops. And then you have to jump over the turnstile. Like they do in New York City. I don't know. But Charles is all over this particular story. We'll do that, okay? And then we have Herman Bertschiger. It's going to be a rare treat. He's going to be in studio. In studio, we're going to be talking about this. He's going to be in Medford for some other business. And he's, hey, come on in, Herman. We'll kick around some local politics and a bunch more, okay? Pat in Eagle Point writes me this morning. The email, bill@billmeyershow.com. We'll give her an email of the day. Email of the day is sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson at Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. It's right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant. And if you need like a water pick or any kind of special toothpastes and medicated mouthwashes and stuff, they'll sell them to you. They have a kiosk there. And they'll sell you those dental care items at their cost. No markup at all. They just want you to be healthy there. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. But Pat Nagel Point says, Bill, it's been getting a bit scary out there. Trump has become our sacrificial lamb. And did you hear that there's a congressman trying to present a bill that if Trump is put in jail, his Secret Service cannot come with him? Yep. I've heard that one, Pat. Sounds a bit nefarious to me. We need to get out and vote. It's a matter of life and death for this country. Hans Charlie Brown Albuquerque writes from Texas this morning. Bill, the Delaware jury demographics for boy hunter in a state where 60% are of white European descent and 22% are of African descent. Here's the jury demographics for hunter. 58% African American, 42% European descent. Here we go again. It's interesting. Benny writes in from GP, Bill, so Roxy Ann is down, sad, but time marches on. Horrible shame that people got no advance notice. And that's a positive for Coquille Indian Tribe or the Compass Hotel organization. The hotel was built when Jimmy Buffett was still alive. It will be interesting to see what happens to that property. Yeah, Benny, but like I mentioned, I'm just a little bit suspicious when they say, well, we haven't been able to fix the roof because of the delay in getting the casino approved. Well, something tells me if the casino was going to be approved, the roof was not going to be repaired. The roof was going to be destroyed, and the casino was going to be built there, I'm thinking. So I think there's just a little bit of a two-step coming out of the Coquille on this particular issue. I'm just saying, all right? It's 6:32, and you're on KMED, and 99.3 KBXG, the jukebox. If you're turning 65 soon and need to learn about Medicare and your options for supplemental coverage, Lynn at Sky Park Insurance can help. Just ask Karen.
Hi, I spent 45-plus years in the health industry, so I wanted someone with expert knowledge. Lynn either knew the answer or got right back to me with details. She went the extra mile. Thanks, Lynn.
Sky Park makes Medicare enrollment easy. Enroll or review your plan with Lynn Barton at Sky Park Insurance. Call 541-499-0958.
Bicoastal Media's 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is publishing in July. Thank you to all of our winners and advertisers who will appear in the coming edition. In the meantime, you can visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to flip through the current magazine and find all of Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. Also, please email rvcontact@bicoastal.media if your business is interested in being a pickup location for the 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine.
News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate, and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009 or cavemanheating.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It didn't take long to seat a jury for Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial in Delaware. The jury selection process wrapped up yesterday. Today, it's opening arguments. Also today, President Biden expected to sign an executive order capping asylum claims at the southern border when illegal border crossings hit a certain level. Republicans say it's a political move. The U.S. is urging the U.N. Security Council to get behind a plan that's championed by President Biden aimed at ending the war in Gaza, freeing hostages, and sending a massive amount of aid into the territory. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu expected to address Congress in 9 days. Last Friday, congressional leaders invited him to deliver what will be his fourth speech to American lawmakers. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street this morning, and stocks starting off the day in negative territory. More details, srnnews.com.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and retirement savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing these schemes. Real patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is and fight back against the system. Now, with the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k may be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas into our
Election Protection Report. You definitely won't hear any of these in the mainstream news. Get your free copy of our Election Protection Report now. Just text TRUTH to 76626. Plus, today you'll also get a free gold investment kit from our sponsor, Augusta Precious Metals. Text TRUTH to 76626 now and get the free report and gold investment kit. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text the word TRUTH to 76626.
Standard text and data rates may apply.
American Rancher Garage, united in service.
American Rancher Garage services most vehicles and offers state-of-the-art amenities, affordable pricing, and prompt service you can trust. If you're looking for a reliable, full-service automotive repair shop that provides old-fashioned service to keep you and your busy life moving, you've found it right here, just across the street from Elmer's on Biddle. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
6:37. Proud to have Greg Phillips on. He's the creator of Ground Fusion AI. He's a trailblazer in political technology. 40 years experience. So you were manufactured in the 1900s. How are you doing this morning, Greg? Welcome.
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Greg, $300 million in the Trump campaign, which came in this weekend, and that's what we're finding out now. $300 million is what we're up to. Quite a bit of it, the small dollar donor. But I am doing everything that I can right now to escape the GOP text harassment stupidity machine. All right? Now, and believe me, I want the GOP to win. And I'm hoping that maybe some artificial intelligence may be able to help on this, and you can explain this. Because I ended up getting like 35 harassing text messages, and every time I would block them, then something else would come in. They'd have the same message on a different number. It just gets to be insane after a little while. And go ahead and disbar Alvin Bragg here, contribute here, this and that and the other. And everybody knows it's a grift. And yet I know that that money is the mother's milk of politics. How do we do this smartly without insulting my intelligence or anybody else's intelligence? Can you help me out on this with Ground Fusion AI? What's that all about, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous. This fundraising machine that they've created, there's a group called WinRed, which is really just a middle in between another group called Stripe. I'm sure you've encountered Stripe and donations and other things. What happened was Stripe canceled Trump after the 2021 situation at the Capitol. And WinRed stepped in as an in-between. They are partly owned by the RNC, and they dole out all kinds of money. But what happens is they will take all of their lists and then sell those lists. So it's like this sort of backwards pyramid thing, where if you get caught up in the grinder of having been a donor to anyone, whether it's President Trump or someone local or whatever it is, if they used WinRed in any way, shape, or form at any time, you are now subject to the whims of the idiots that are putting these crazy messages out. So that's that piece.
Okay, that explains what happened, because I donated to Alex Scarlato's campaign. And it was on WinRed. Alex Scarlatos was the Paris train hero, you know, a few years ago. He's running for he was running for Congress here a couple of years ago. And then it was like, you know, my phone number and text message ended up getting whored out to everybody in the entire world, it seemed like. That's WinRed, right?
That's exactly right. We actually have created an antidote to that. But because we were so busy with Ground Fusion, we haven't actually had a chance to launch it yet.
Uh-huh.
We created Ground Fusion for a similar reason that the RNC, while they, you know, ostensibly have all sorts of information, they have lots of data about you, if you've ever given, if you've ever not. But the truth be told, the only thing that the Republican National Committee cares about are not the voters. They care about the donors, right? So if you're a donor and you've given money through Win Red, then they care about you. If you didn't, or if you haven't, then they don't care. And it's so completely outrageous that it's difficult to swallow. During a presidential year, what happens is the nominee's campaign ends up taking over the RNC, as you saw that fairly recently, where Chairman Whatley was brought in, or Trump's coming in as the co-chairman. And now you're starting to see the underpinnings of the Trump campaign is now taking over the RNC. And this is a standard. This is SOP. This is what happens.
This is nothing unusual then. We want to make sure we understand that. Okay, good.
No. Some of these things will change. What we perceived years ago, to be the challenge is that this doesn't happen until 150 days out. Right. So we're about, I think, 155 days out as of today from the election. And so realistically are you going to be able to do to get in and really get to know the voters? And so we created Ground Fusion to do exactly that.
Oh,
everybody in politics from the beginning of time has been doing targeting. So targeting would be, I want to send a letter, a flyer, an email or something to all the people over 65 in Oregon. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
That's called targeting. So it's very broad. It's not specific. It doesn't give you the information that you need. We created Ground Fusion with an artificial intelligence base. We use a form of AI. AI, of course, gets a little bit of a bad rap. We've been in this space for 20 years. But when you go in and try to target a big group of people, it just doesn't work in politics today. You've got to be able to micro-target. So we created a list. We have a list, 211 million voters, all registered in the United States. Every single voter in America is in our database. We went out and augmented that with the geocoding of their home so that we can understand where they are. And that allows us to bring in all sorts of census data and other data. But about the individual voters, we have cell phones, we have emails, we have 300 to 500 data elements for every single person. So we can go in and create. We did one for the Trump team, one of these micro targets for the Trump team in Iowa that we all kind of still laugh a little bit about, but it was incredibly successful. We went in and looked at Hispanic males that were married, that did not vote in the last cycle, that were fans of NASCAR. And we were able to dig in and on the fly at scale, sent every single person that fit that profile a message from a NASCAR driver that says, hey, understand that you're a fan. We need you to get out and vote in this primary. Our results, we did 12 of those micro targets as a test. Our results were so stunningly positive that we were able to come in and start to really expand that capability. And remember, because we're doing this inside of our own system. Nobody owns it. My partner, Catherine Engelbrecht, and I own it.
Oh, you, Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, so okay. Legit. All right.
Absolutely. So what we did was we went in and created on Catherine's side of the sort of the ledger an election integrity component to this. It's shockingly accurate. It's amazing. What we did on our side, what I call our side, the political side, is we created the ability to play both offense and defense. So we can send messages out that are appropriate for getting people to vote for Trump. We can send messages out to people that are, you know, not necessarily for us, and really try to work with them to help them understand just what Biden's done to the border and just what he's done to our economy and send those kinds of things, which would be a slightly more defensive approach. But nevertheless, we can do it and do it at scale. We can send messages out at scale.
You know, Greg, this sounds
a million texts per second.
Yeah. But you see, this sounds a lot smarter than, hi, this is, go ahead and we're going to disbar Alvin Bragg. All right, anybody that has half a thought will know that that's a false claim, right? You know, that's just
exactly.
That's just not going to happen. But it always ends up going to the same stuff, a Win-Red thing, a Win-Red thing. I don't think you're getting rid of Win-Red. But how, as an example, would you target people who don't necessarily want to be harassed by, you know, 150 text messages on a political campaign weekend here? How do you do that? Because that's where a lot of my listeners are like this. They want to give, but they get to the point where they're afraid to give, Greg, because when they do this, then you're whored out to absolutely every campaign everywhere.
I think the focus of it is to take that giving away, right? I mean, we have funded this thing completely separately. You're never going to get anything from Ground Fusion that is a fundraising piece. But we're participating in what I would call more of an old school kind of an approach. We're going to identify through our analysis and through other means who the potential supporters really are. We're not just going to identify Republicans or people who have given to the Republican Party.
Right.
There's a lot more people than that out there that need to consider vote for President Trump. So one of the really cool things that we've done, I'll give you a great example of how we can make this work. Let's just say that we identify a church in your community, and the pastor is really interested in promoting some particular issue that a candidate, whomever it is, whether it's local or not local, a particular candidate, and we can go in and do the analysis on that congregation and then send a note from the pastor saying, hey, we've done a little bit of work here and we realize that you're not registered to vote. It's really important for this issue that we get as many people in our congregation registered to vote. He's not advocating for politics. He's not advocating for a particular individual. And then come election time, the text that person would get, again, would be from the pastor saying, hey, remember we helped you get registered to vote back a few months ago. It's time. We need you to get out and vote. This community needs you to get out and vote. And being able to send those type of messages at scale all over America from whether it be a local race, a local pastor, or an actual sort of a political kind of an approach, we can do that. And the ability to do it in real time at scale and then make our changes, make whatever we want to do, and then the next day go out with something else and keep reminding people you've got to get out and vote.
Yeah.
In the end, it is a little bit old school. It's an approach that Barry Goldwater sort of perfected back in the late 50s. And of course, we brought it up to date with artificial intelligence and standard communications mechanisms in the modern times. But it's legit and it works, and we're proving it every single day of our ability to do this.
See, I'm intrigued by this because this is, I mean, the money is important, but you're talking about really getting the messaging to the right people who need to hear it so that they're not, well, A, they're not ignoring it, and plus, you're not asking for money with every text message, right?
That's exactly right. And so the final thing that we've done, and this was Catherine's idea, so I need to give her full credit for this. Imagine these down ballot races, let's say a mayor's race, might not even be a partisan race, right? A mayor's race or a school board race or some sort of a down ballot race. We've created a program called a community data grant. So what we're doing is we're working with those down ballot races. We're working with consultants or local activists or others. And we're identifying anywhere from 60 to 100 races in an individual state that when rolled up, we can make a difference upstream. So in this type of grassroots politics, it all rolls up. You're never going to see a presidential candidate have people out knocking on doors, right?
No.
But if somebody's running for school board in your district, or say you were running, you're going to be out knocking on doors. What if you knew the people to go doors to go knock on? What if you knew the people to contact? What if you knew who their friends were?
And not just necessarily the Republican or the list of Republicans, but people who might be.
Exactly.
So it helps you then find the people who are more receptive and perhaps persuadable. And even then, you're talking about, Greg, as an example, a school board race or a county commission race or a city council or a mayor, you know, those kind of things. These are the type of races that end up being a feeder stock then for higher office with better people over time. I guess you're looking at this at a long ball game on this, right?
And it's what they've been doing to us for all these years. We've never been good at it. And the reason is because we're Republicans. So what do we care about? We care about raising money, and then we're going to go spend that money on radio ads, TV ads, whatever kind of nonsense they do these days. What we're talking about doing is taking modern technology and applying it to old school get out the vote effort. Mm-hmm. And it's real. It works. It's been proven over time. And we're doing it at scale all over America right now.
Now, when you say at scale, what does that mean, Greg? By the way, Greg Phillips is the creator of Ground Fusion AI, pretty much a trailblazer in political tech here. All right. What does that mean at scale?
We have all 211 million voters in America registered in our system.
Okay.
And we can go in and send that those types of communications, both big and small. So let's say that we created a micro target for, like the one I mentioned earlier, Hispanic males that like NASCAR, that haven't voted, that are married. And we want to be able to get those messages out, not just in Iowa where we tested it, but we wanted to get that message out all over America. We can do it a million texts per second to get people out.
Per second. Now, what does it look like when it comes in? Because everything that I get right now over the weekend was some version of WinRed that takes you to a donation site. But what do they look like when they come?
We're partnering with local activists. We're partnering with local candidates. We're partnering with churches. We're partnering with others. So the message would actually come from someone local. In other words, it might come from you saying, hey, we've been doing a little bit of work in this district. It is critically important that we run this county commission's district. Here's all the reasons why. And, you know, and I'm your neighbor. And this is why you need to do this.
This sounds like a much more sophisticated version of grassroots campaigning.
100%.
How do you get involved with this, though, and find out more? And what kind of costs are involved? Because, you know, all of this AI that is tied in with this thing, it takes energy and time and money, too. But how do you work this out? How's that play?
We're really going into each state and trying to create lists of those districts and find local activists, local influencers like you and others. But groundfusion.ai, you can go in, sign up. We'll have one of our folks, possibly even me, reach out to you. And we're building these coalitions. We're building these groups that are coming in and saying, and we give them the data. So we don't charge the group the data for the data. There are some communications charges or other things that we might have to do, you know, ultimately. But our goal is to charge no one at the local level. We've not charged one single individual at the local level. We raise it at a higher level. We raise it from major donors around the country that are interested in the type of work that we're doing. And we in other words, we come in. If we're coming in and we're going to be handing those data grants off to locals, they're not going to be charged for it.
Okay. I just want to make sure that that you're not fronting for George Soros, right? Just want to be clear.
No, he might want to kill us, but we're not running for it.
Okay, well, have good security. I'm really intrigued by this. I think that this is a smart way of going about it, because you're talking about actually helping our local and our state campaigns then, and national campaigns then, more easily touch in with a specific message for a particular voter in a particular neighborhood with a particular set of beliefs and desires, right? Problems.
That's absolutely right. We're making a huge difference here. We're, believe it or not, actually making some inroads with the Republican National Committee and getting them. This is opening eyes all around the country. And some of the state party chairmen are now reaching out to us and saying, hey, we want to participate. How can we do it?
Yeah.
So we think it has the potential to bring a lot of disparate groups together. You know, I don't love what they're doing either. I push all those texts that I get like you get. I push them all to junk every single time.
Yeah.
I just can't stand it. But I think we have an opportunity now with me, with Catherine, with some of the work that we're doing, both politically, from an election integrity perspective, to make a difference, not burden the people with additional donations, and still be able to move the needle from a grassroots perspective. It all rolls uphill. We will make a difference.
Groundfusion.ai. The other thing I was going to ask you about, Greg, is that with Catherine Engelbrecht's involvement here with True the Vote, which is, you know, very honorable position, a group that is doing its best for election integrity. Will this artificial intelligence analysis of the voters and the voting patterns also help with, let's say, election integrity and perhaps even election auditing purposes over time?
Yeah. Yes. In fact, we built, Catherine, an app to use this same database. It's called IV3, IV3.us. You can go in, you can sign up, and it helps clean voter rolls. I think Catherine's going to soon announce that they clean millions of ineligible voters off the rolls, but it's all using our underpinning and our database. Of course, she takes it to a whole different level once True the Vote gets it. But IV3 is a product of the Ground Fusion team. And Catherine's taken it and implemented it everywhere all over America. And there's a lot more than that, too.
Well, I think we're just hearing the beginning of this. And, Greg, what a great way to use this artificial intelligence. This is a true public good here to try to help people make more informed choices and get messaging out. And also helping the smaller campaigns that probably on their own would never be able to target and campaign with this kind of effectiveness. I really have to hand it to you. I really do. Good job.
Phil, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we're going to find out more about this. Greg Phillips, you can find out more on groundfusion.ai. And boy, if you're running a campaign, if you're involved with campaigns or working with candidates, you definitely want to get involved with groundfusion.ai from the sounds of this and find out if that would work for you. And Greg, a pleasure having you on. We'll definitely have you back, okay? You be well.
Thank you, sir.
657, you're on KMED and 99.3 KBXG, the jukebox. Old habits die hard with the old call signs, right? But you're on the Bill Myers Show.
Longer days and warming weather means more time outside. Terra Firma Foundation Systems wants you to know if your outdoor patio is uneven, cracked, settling, or separating, Terra Firma can help. Restore your sunken concrete in just a few hours. The foam technology settles underneath and lifts your concrete. It's fast and affordable and improves the look and safety of your patios and pathways. Get your outdoor spaces ready with Terra Firma. Visit GoTerraFirma.com. That's GoTerraFirma.com. CCB 173547.
Do you take safe drinking water for granted? If you have a well for your water, no one's monitoring what's in your water. It's up to you to be sure that the water you and your family are drinking is safe and free of contaminants. Get your well tested now. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for a full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
If you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, Just-In-Time Appliance is your fast and affordable mobile appliance repair, serving the Rogue Valley. Just-In-Time services and repairs all brands. Major appliances often can be repaired, extending their life and saving you money. So give Just-In-Time Appliance a no-obligation call for advice on whether it can be fixed with the best warranty around. Before you go to the expense of buying a new appliance, call Just-In-Time Appliance online at justintimeappliance.com.
At Pressure Point Roofing, our dedicated team of repair and maintenance professionals work on hundreds of roofs a year. We can see where problems can start on your home or commercial property. We have the years of experience and commitment to quality that you need to protect your home or business. Having an annual inspection can prevent you from suffering through the damage, stress, and costs of an interior repair. Just like your car's oil change, preventative work can save you money and headaches. To schedule a repair and inspection, or to learn more how a maintenance program can help you, visit PressurePointRoofing.com.
We've heard it all.
That boulder was hidden in the grass.
My St. Bernard jumped on the hood.
Gonna have to get that emergency brake fixed.
Garage doors need to go up faster.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter to us as much as making your car look new again and the process easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting Southern Oregon drivers back on the road since 1946. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Yes, and KMED is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford. 99.3 KBXG Grants Pass, also known as the Jukebox. And by the way, my morning show is on all those signals right now. Yep, 99.3, 106.3, 106.7, and 105.9 now, which is the Grants Pass translator that we're going to be doing some work on this week. There's a little bit of repair that needs to be done on that. We'll probably be improving the Grants Pass signal here. Just got to get a tower climber because I'm not paid enough. And if you've ever looked at me physically, I'm not the tower climbing body type. Just letting you know. All right. Dave Akins, on the other hand, is. He's a former timber feller, and he just climbs stuff, and he makes it look easy. Those people who climb towers are just amazing people. I only climbed a tower one time in my career, and I was 19 years old. Did I ever tell you this? It's in Barstow. My very first DJ job at this Fleabag AM station, AM daytimer. It shut off at sunset and came back on at 5 a.m. the next morning. And I was making minimum wage, and I had quit my job in San Jose. I was going to become a manager, a key carrier for Grand Auto, if anybody remembers Grand Auto back in the day. I don't know what it's called now. Probably folded into O'Reilly's or Checkers or, you know, whatever it is. There's been a lot of consolidation in that. But I was going to be making like $8-9 an hour as a key carrier, a manager of a store. And so I quit to do minimum wage for my first radio job. And, oh, gosh, I starved. I starved. The moment I pulled into town, the car I was driving, a 1961 Sunbeam Rapier, threw a rod and blew up. So I had no transportation. I bought a moped on the Tradio program that we had. You know, a radio station would do little ads in the morning. People would call in and say, hey, I got a moped. So I bought it, right? And so when the tower lights went out, on the AM stick, there were two towers behind the radio station, the little Fleabag station in Barstow, next to the Idle Spur Steakhouse, where Pat Buttram of Green Acres fame gave me my first public drink. I had a beer with him after hours. Mr. Haney, another story. But anyway, so the owner of the station says, I'll pay anybody $100 to climb the two towers and replace the light bulbs. Well, $100. 1980, starving DJ. $100 sounded good. That was like almost an entire, that was like a little more than an entire week's pay, if I recall. And so I went and got the, I didn't have a tower climbing belt. You're supposed to have hooks on it. So I went to the Bell telephone company at that point, Pacific Bell, I think it was, and they lent me a leather strap to climb the tower. And so I jump on the tower. And I would climb up to the first set of guy wires, the wires that would hold the tower up. And then you have to hang on and you would unhook your belt, throw it over the guy wires and keep shimmying up. As you can tell, OSHA was not monitoring us very closely in Barstow, California in 1980. And I climbed both towers and then went in there on Monday. And Ray, the owner of the radio stations at that point, said, all right, here's your $50. I said, Ray, you said it was $50 per tower, not $50 on, you know, for both. And I was not a very confrontational kind of guy. But he said, well, no, it's actually 50. And I said, Ray, I'll tell you what, I have the old bulbs. I'll be happy to reclimb the tower and put the old bulbs back in and you can hire somebody for whatever it really costs. He gave me the $100. I think that was the only time I was ever aggressive or assertive as a 19-year-old because I was just like, So irritated by him. Needless to say, I got out of that radio station in about 4 or 5 months because I realized who I was working for, okay? So there we go. There's my old-time radio story of the day, climbing towers that I never do any longer. But I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad that Dave is still climbing towers.
Do you think Dad wants another tie this Father's Day?